You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are with Danielle Bliss, owner and creator of Bliss Nut Butters. That is a nut butter company based out of Oregon, providing natural nut butters like peanut butters that are healthy and tasty and made with honey. Certainly sounds delicious. Danielle, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you for having me, Eric. Happy to be here.
And we're happy to have you as well. So first of all, what are the key ingredients for starting a successful food company?
Well, you know, one is using healthy local ingredients, especially if you can branch out and you have those resources. You know, I wanted to create a food-based product that had no additives, you know, just getting back to the basics of simple, healthy ingredients with, you know, the purest form possible. So, you know, that's what we started to do. You know, instead of sugar, we used honey. Instead of iodized salt, we used sea salt. And we have a really unique manufacturing process. It's more like a cold process instead of hot injecting it. So we are able to keep the integrity of our products. So, you know, I think if you, as long as you're detail-minded and you keep it simple and you're always on the cutting edge of what's in the health avenue, I think that is what makes a successful startup for food business.
Most definitely. So what are some of the obstacles in the day-to-day operations of building a business from the ground up that you have experienced?
Well, definitely there's no roadmap. You know, it's a step-by-step process that you're learning every day. You know, there's constantly changes that happen that, you know, you wake up in the morning and you're not quite sure what to expect. You know, definitely I have a bachelor's in education, health education, and I always wanted to help other people. And, you know, this is how I figured out how to do it, was to create a nut butter and health food products for, you know, to re-educate people to just start eating simply and healthy. But there's definitely a challenge in changing people's mindsets of what was good. You know, fats are actually good for you. Carbohydrates are good for you, just in slow doses and low doses. So, you know, it's just a learning curve all the way around, and there's no cookie-cutter way to do it, for sure.
And I certainly understand where you're coming from in that regard. Tell me, why nut butters? What was the choice, or what was the reasoning behind that choice?
I know, it kind of sounds funny, huh? But definitely, I am still a triathlete and a runner, you know, not competitively, but I did do quite a few races for my own personal pleasure. And one of the basis for long-distance running is nut butters, because it has the perfect balance of fat, carbohydrates, and sugars and proteins. So I wanted a peanut butter. It's all started with my peanut butter, that tasted good, that was good for me. You know, some of the grind your own or basic ones I thought were too bland, and then the other ones had all these hydrogenated oils and sugars, and I wanted something that was good for me. So that's what I created. I went to the kitchen and went to work, and, you know, That's pretty much it.
And that is quite impressive, I might add, with a lot of creativity. Today we're joined by Danielle Bliss, owner and creator of Bliss Nut Butters. That is a nut butter company based out of the state of Oregon, providing natural nut butters like peanut butters that are healthy and tasty and made with honey, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Danielle, what do you like best about running your own business?
Well, I get to meet interesting people almost every day. And, you know, like I said before, you never know what you're going to get when you wake up. The people that are out there in this food-based world, Earth, just amazing. You know, every day is different. Like I said, it's just presents unique challenges and fun, exciting ways of growth. And I get to build a business with my life partner, Rick. He is kind of my cheerleader. You know, it's really fun to work with somebody that you love and care about. And finally, I get to make my own schedule. You know, that's always really nice. If I took a little long lunch, I get to work later on Friday night. So I like not being molded to the 9-to-5 world, and I get to grow a lot and learn, and that's really fun.
Lastly, are there specific challenges as a woman business owner or sourcing natural ingredients or seeking financing or growing the business? Any challenges there that you've seen?
Well, you know, actually, you would think that there might be some challenges presented as a woman-owned business. So far, I have not run up against those obstacles. I think that the mindsets and world is changing a little bit. So that's really exciting. More and more people, as I do demos with the products, are really excited, you know, that women like myself are getting out there and using their minds and their, you know, dreams. And so that's really kind of a fun thing that I've noticed that's transitioning, and I hope that we continue to transition that way. As far as financing, financing a small business is always a unique challenge, and you have to get creative and just work hard and just, you know, just keep plodding along. There's always, I feel like, going to be challenges, especially in today's economy and society, but you just have to make the best of what you can. And I think finally seeking natural ingredients for sourcing your products is surprisingly more difficult than one would think. You really have to check out the integrity of the company. For example, we use a little bit of oil, sunflower seed oil, but we need to make sure that it's processed correctly, or you know, that it's not processed with like an anti-foaming agent or things like that, that you really have to be detail-minded. You've got to look where your honey is sourced. For example, we use honey that is only treated. Well, it's not treated with any antibiotics, like a lot of them are out there. The bees are use plant-based remedies for any ailments that the bees have, and it's local to our area. So, you know, we've really had to search out and look for the best of the best for what goes into our products, including the jar. You know, we use glass opposed to plastic because it's not osmotic, and it's, you know, more sustainable. So, you know, we just really want the best product out there for not only us, but for our consumers.
Well, if you would, before you go, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Bliss Nut Butters online.
Yeah, you can go to our website at www.blissnutbutters.com, or tag Diane Lat with Facebook on Bliss Nut Butters, or Twitter as well. So that's some information. You can also order if you wanted to try a jar as well. And we are launching three new products this month, a Oregon hazelnut butter made with honey, and then a peanut butter chia seed and peanut butter chia seed Saigon cinnamon peanut butter. So we're really excited about that. That's more to come, and you can find out that information on our website.
Beautiful. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final takeaway for those listening in today?
I would just have to say, if you're, you know, a fellow entrepreneur, you're looking to get into this, you know, just follow your dream and just realize that you have to work hard, you know, but you also have to give back, you know, short-term sacrifice, long-term goals. Just giving is the most important key to success when you're a small business or any kind of business minded. So that's my final thought there.
Well, Danielle, thanks so much for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you so much, Eric. You have a wonderful day.
You too. We've been speaking with Danielle Bliss, owner and creator of Bliss Nut Butters. That is a nut butter company based out of Oregon, providing natural nut butters like peanut butters that are healthy and tasty and made with honey. And once again, the website of reference is blissnutbutters.com. EPNChannel.com. And this is Eric Guy, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.